At the top of our program today, after 6 years of federal oversight, Michigan is seeking to reclaim control of its child welfare system. The state came under supervision of federal monitors in 2008. That was after a 2006 class action lawsuit that alleged the Michigan Department of Human Services had failed to protect the safety and well-being of almost 19,000 children in state custody. The lawsuit said too many children in the foster care system faced abuse or neglect and often lacked basic physical and mental health care. Children's Rights, the nonprofit which filed the lawsuit, opposes the state's motion to exit supervision. But DHS Director Maura Corrigan says the department has made significant strides in the past 6 years, and she contends it's ready to stand on its own two feet. Here to tell us more, John Bursch, partner at Warner, Norcross, and Judd. He's representing DHS in this case. Also joining us today, Sarah Bartos, lead counsel for Children's Rights. Welcome to Current State to both of you.
Well, thank you very much.
Sarah, let's start with that 2006 lawsuit. What were some of the specific concerns about Michigan's child welfare system?
Well, at the time we brought this suit in 2006, and that was following a very long and intensive investigation, talking to hundreds of stakeholders in the state, it was clear that the system was broken. There were literally thousands, some 6,000-7,000 children in a line waiting to be adopted, while their lives or their childhood were spent moving from foster home to foster home to foster home under the care of the state of Michigan. There were no ability or no capacity within the state to know what it was doing. It was driving a big foster care system in the blind because basic data systems weren't in place to allow quality assurance. The fundamentals were just out of place. One more worth mentioning, caseloads for the frontline caseworkers, the eyes and ears of the system, the folks that really build relationships with kids and families and look to safeguard these kids, those caseloads were way excessive, very burdensome, and the caseworkers weren't able to do their basic monthly visits to safeguard kids. And so in a fundamental way, this system was broken, and we brought the lawsuit make sure that the system got about fixing itself and putting in place the basic pillars you have to have to do this kind of work safely and consistently. And that's what the consent decree is all about, fundamental.
So in 2008, the state signed an agreement with your group, Children's Rights, to have court-appointed monitors oversee the child welfare system. What were the terms of that agreement, and what does the state have to report to those monitors?
Well, the state committed to do a variety of things to put into place the platform, a lasting platform for adequate, solid child welfare protection for children going forward. And that included having the right workforce, having caseworkers who are well-trained, and having enough of them that they have the time to do their job, so bringing down caseloads. It meant building the placement array you need to have enough foster homes in the various communities across Michigan, which is a large state, so that children aren't mismatched with caretakers who can't care for them right and end up moving from home to home to home, being re-traumatized with each one of these moves. And that was happening with far too much frequency in the state. And getting together a real investigative workforce and skill set so that kids are kept safe in foster care, a tragic circumstance, a very concerning circumstance, is the foster care system is intended to safeguard kids who have been abused or neglected in their family homes, unfortunately. Well, far too frequently in Michigan, the very system that is supposed to then provide protection to these kids fails them, and they get harmed again in foster care. Michigan, to this day, is among the bottom five performers in the nation in keeping kids safe.
All right, let's bring John Bursch in here. John, there were 211 goals for the department laid out in the agreement. How far has the state come in meeting these goals?
The state of Michigan has come a long way. It has fully or substantially complied with 165 of the 211 goals, and it's made significant progress on the remaining 46 goals. And Ms. Bartos is exactly right. Back in 2006, the fundamentals were out of place, but that's no longer the case. Today, the line for adoptions is very short, and kids are not being moved around the way that they used to be. Capacity problems have been virtually solved. There are strict quality assurance programs in place. Numerous new workers have been hired, and so the caseload ratios have been brought back into a place where they should be. And no one disputes that the caseworkers are well trained. And so if this is all about fundamentals, and I completely agree with her that it is, there's no question that the fundamentals are in a completely different place today where they should be. Does that mean that Michigan is where it would like to be? No, there's still more work to be done. But we've paid more than $10 million to monitors and the plaintiff's attorneys over the last several years, and we don't want to pay another $10 million. We would like to redirect those monies towards fixing the few problems that we have left.
Well, let me
it's
ask you this, though.
It's a very different system today.
Let me ask you this, though, John. You claim the department has met 78% of the 211 goals laid out in the agreement. Why not wait until all of the goals are met?
Well, for two reasons. One, we think that we could repurpose those monies for children's services that will benefit them more than simply having more watching being done, which is what the money is primarily spent on. And two, because there's an issue of state sovereignty here. The U.S. Supreme Court has said very specifically that federal courts exceed their jurisdiction if they hold on to consent decrees that involve conditions that do not violate federal law or flow from such a violation. And back in 2006, when Michigan's fundamentals were all out of place, as Ms. Bartow said, you had a very good case that Michigan was in violation of federal law and the plaintiff's constitutional rights. But that's not the case anymore. And when you've got a durable remedy in place, as we do here, then continued enforcement of the consent decree order is not only unnecessary, but improper. That's the word of the U.S. Supreme Court, because we trust our state officials to do good by the kids and do what's in their best interest. And that's where we happen to be today.
Sarah, let me get your response to that. Why do you think the state should wait?
I'll put out one very sobering fact. The state of Michigan right now, in the most recent data pulled together by the federal government in relation to children being kept safe in foster care, and this data was put out just in October of this year, Michigan was among the five worst jurisdictions in the country in keeping kids safe in its own foster care custody. That's where we're at. And so Mr. Bursch is right. There's been progress in reforming the system, and that's to be celebrated for sure. That's the point of this whole lawsuit. However, when you've got that kind of safety issue still lingering, it's premature to talk about exit. There's much work to be done, and what these kids need is not an effort to short-circuit commitments that the state made. And the law is quite clear from the Supreme Court down that when a government makes commitments in a consent decree, it can be held to meet those commitments, and we plan on vigorously opposing the motion. But what these kids need now from Governor Snyder and the team at DHS is not a premature effort to walk away from the important promises they've made to kids, but they need continuing focused leadership to get this job done right. This is not rooted reform at this place. It's still got very fragile elements to it, and it can slip away. There's no need to be hasty here. And certainly the money that has been spent to have appropriate oversight over the reform can be found in this state's budget. For goodness sakes, the state finds some $7 million a year to have a football coach in Ann Arbor and Lansing. Certainly we can have the money needed to do right by kids.
Sarah Bartos is one of our guests. Sarah is lead counsel for children's rights. She is joined by John Bursch, partner at Warner, Norcross, and Judge Judd, and we are discussing whether or not the Department of Human Services, federal oversight of the Department of Human Services child welfare program should exit from federal oversight or not. Still, there is this issue of $1.6 million that John brought up, Sarah. Can an argument be made that more progress could be made with that money, faster progress could be made with that money than without it?
I don't think such a credible argument could be made. Look, this system was floundering. It was performing very badly when the suit was made. And the state fought the suit for 2 years. We didn't settle this suit until a couple of days before trial was actually set to begin in federal court. And thankfully, in the face of the evidence that had been collected, and it was very clear that the system was broken, we finally obtained an agreement with the state, and they made commitments. And when Governor Snyder took office, He had the DHS team and their lawyers sit back down with us and look again at those commitments. We talked them through. We renegotiated some terms so that the priorities in this consent decree met the priorities of the Snyder administration. And they ought to keep those promises now. We've been very open-minded to making sure that the good ideas they have can be put into place, but the commitments must be kept. And so the money that's been spent moving this forward has been money extremely well spent. And I might add that it's really, really expensive on the taxpayers of Michigan to run a poor system.
John,
you end up with thousands of kids living in foster care longer than they need to, and the taxpayers pay for that.
John, let's get John Birch back in here. How would the department use that money instead?
Oh, gosh, there's all kinds of things that they could do with that money. They could use it to hire additional workers, to do more training, to facilitate more visitation between parents and their children. There's innumerable ways that you could spend it. And where Mrs. Bartos and I really part ways is about her lack of trust in the administration. You know, it's true. We agree that the money in the past was well spent because we had a system that all the way back in 2008 was in serious trouble and had all kinds of fundamental problems. But it's not the same system anymore. It would be like saying because Michigan had terrible budget problems in the last administration, and we hired someone to oversee the legislature and the governor to make sure that our budget got balanced every year, that now, 6 years later, when the budget is being balanced 7 months early every single year and we're running state surpluses, that we should still be spending millions of dollars on monitors and plaintiff's attorneys to monitor the legislature and the governor to go through the budgeting process. We just don't do that.
John, how can the department assure the public, though, that the progress it's made is really permanent?
That's a great question. It's because the progress that was made is not due to any temporary fix. Director Corrigan was insistent that the changes be fundamentally structural. And so there were changes to Michigan law, there were changes to policy, and there was changes really to the entire DNA of the DHS system. And so we're not talking about an entity that could simply flip-flop back to what it used to be. It's like if you design a car poorly and then you just do a couple fixes and put it back on the road, it could easily go back the other way. But when you completely redesign the vehicle and you put in the top-of-the-line parts and use the best engineering possible, you're not going to go back. And that's the place that Michigan is in today. And so we're talking about two things. We're talking about money that could be better redirected towards children's services, and we're talking about a sovereign state government which we should be able to trust with the care of our children. And that's what the U.S. Supreme Court has been crystal clear about. Federal courts cannot continue to force states to spend millions of dollars on monitors when there is no longer a federal violation of any law or constitutional provision.
That's where we are here today. We will let it go at that. We've been talking about the Michigan Department of Human Services request to exit federal oversight for its child welfare system. Our guests have been John Birch, the attorney representing DHS, also Sarah Bartos, senior attorney at Children's Rights. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.